This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with me, the time that you are spending, well, I should say, with us here on the real side. The Kimberly Marin will join us right after the... Hopefully, she's still around. She's been stirring it up big time in New Hampshire. Oh, that's weird. Hey, see you later. Everything on my screen's went away. So maybe Kimberly will be with us. I don't quite know yet. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, it ain't that hard. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Or if you're watching on Facebook, that's another place you can go to pay attention to see what's going on. You can buy my book up on the website, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. Really? Again, not that hard, right? Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And, you know, it's, as you can imagine, the title's there to get you irritated and crazy. Apparently I do a pretty good job at that, so I'm told. And what my goal was, those are the things that we have been told, right? We've all been told the same thing. That every one of those things is a thing to hate, right? Something you should be hateful of, you shouldn't care for. Actually, you should demean and be nasty towards, right? Isn't that what you're told? I'm just asking. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you want to truly get involved in the conversation, if you don't, you don't have to. You can stay quiet. I always tell people the same stuff. It ain't that hard. If you don't want to hear your voice, okay, so you don't want to hear your voice. But how are you going to know what the other side's thinking? How are you going to know maybe how to respond if you don't engage, if you don't become part of? And you could, you know, can you tell I'm dancing? Because I can't get anything up on my screen. So let's see. I like the, what was that one? We were just talking about it. Oh, there it is. The Day Without a Woman. I want to find out what I got to find out what Kimberly thinks of that. Like I said, I can only imagine. We may have to put the 7-second delay on her for this one because you're not going to be happy. Yeah, they think it. Remember, what didn't we have? Wasn't there some kind of event? Some of you guys can help me out here. There was an event that was. A Day Without a Mexican or something like that. Was that? No, but there was a push, like a Day Without a Mexican. I remember when there was a, shortly after Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat. the blacks refused to get on the buses. They would walk to their jobs. And the metro, their equivalent to the metro, the bus system, the whatever, they were going out of their minds. Because I had nobody riding the buses. There was no revenue. See, it's the dollars. There was no revenue. And when you have no revenue, guess what? You can't make anything work. And there you go. That's the way to do it. Just have everything shut off. Then you can really scramble, right? Do a little dancing anyway. But a day without a woman. So this is a woman's group. Like conservatives don't value their women. Is that kind of... I don't understand the reasoning behind this. It's not aimed at conservatives? Okay. Oh, it's aimed at men. Because men don't value women, apparently. Yeah. How do you get that stupid? Sorry. But really, how do you get that stupid? To think that men don't value women. There are men that don't value women. You're right. You're exactly right. It's like David Beagle and I when we get on together and talk about businesses and unions. David can't stand the unions. I can't either. But I can't stand them for more reasons than they're just because they're unions. I see what they've done to people. Was there a day for unions? Yes, of course there was. Today, there's some businesses that are so bad, so nasty to their employees, they deserve to be unionized too. Yes, I've still got this thing in my throat. If I could take Roto-Rooter and get rid of it, I would. I know, it's not the way to do it. I got it. But there's still some businesses, yeah, they deserve to be unionized, seriously. Because of all the aggravation they've caused. You know? The way they treat their people, how quickly they fire somebody. I don't know. It's amazing to me how much we allow them. We allow the unions to get away with. Right? A day without a woman. Yeah, it's aimed at men because we all hate our women. Right? Matter of fact, the funny thing about it is if they would... who was that? I was talking to somebody today about this. Oh, I could have a field day with this. I'll wait till the next hour. Right? And we're going to talk to somebody the next hour who actually had a couple of friends or old school friends that got paid to protest in Berkeley. So for those of you who think it's not true, it wasn't happening... Guess what? It was happening. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get right to it, because I got it pre-wound up, which is pretty good. Anyway, Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to discuss the issues of the day, the issues of the weekend, and the fact that we can do a whole day without women. Right, Kimberly?
Yes, we can. I'd probably appreciate it just as much as a lot of other people.
No, I love it. So it's a day without women because it wants men to appreciate what it would be like not to have women around. I'm thinking, isn't that kind of, that presupposes that we already don't know that. It presupposes that we don't appreciate the women that, we live with or are married to. That's a lot of presupposition, don't you think?
It's a lot of assumption is what it is for me.
Thank you for doing that.
I mean,
appreciate that. Yeah.
You said often. Yeah, it's saying that men already don't appreciate women. I mean, how stupid is that? Seriously. I don't appreciate those kind of women. I think they're an embarrassment to my gender. So, you know, have that, go on strike. Get you, you know, we don't need to see you either.
Yeah,
I
find it amazing. Again, you're right. A lot of assumptions. They think this is like the night. They have a picture of conservative women and conservative men. Now, like, we're stuck in the 1950s that we don't treat our women equally. I mean, the whole baloney thing where women don't get paid as much as men. Now, they do in some areas. I get that. When they did a test at the White House, when they looked at the pay scales, wasn't it interesting that they found out that the White House under the Obama administration was paying its women 21% less than men in some cases?
That's because when they look at those studies, the studies they choose to look at compare apples to oranges.
Yep.
They compare all jobs that men have to all jobs that women have. That's an inappropriate scientific way to actually compare equal pay. When people have compared equal pay for based on exact same job, exact same experience, credentials, education, etc., it turns out women actually get paid more.
No.
Most of it.
That's impossible.
Yeah. It's so true. And that's what's embarrassing is that it's Democrats and the left that continues to demean my gender by telling us lies that we aren't worth as much as men. But in reality, we get the paid the same more or the same or more if everything's all equal, which is exactly what we want. It's exactly what we want. But they can't tell the truth because then they can't victimize women and have their little hordes of pink hat wearers bowing at the patriarchy to say, you're right, we don't get paid less by men, we're not worthy, we need to do something about it. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I think about the logic behind this. They always accuse the big corporations of doing anything they can do to make money, right? That they'll screw anybody, they'll take advantage of blacks, they'll take advantage of women, they'll take advantage of all this. And yet, if it's true that women get paid 21% less, then why don't we see more women at these big corporations doing the same jobs that guys used to do?
Well, yeah, why would you ever hire a man? I wouldn't.
I'm serious.
Hell no. I would hire all women if I could get away with paying them less, because that's what they're telling me. They're saying that women will do the same job for less, even if everything's equal. Well, you know, as a business owner, I want to, you know, save my bottom line so I can...
My God, I could save 21%, right?
I mean, that's a big difference.
Yeah, hey. You know, I could. That's more another yacht for me or something. You know, being the white supremacist that I am, I could have another yacht, a bigger house, another car, all kinds of stuff I could get out of this, right?
It's just ridiculous. And, you know, I've been arguing against this for years, and it really offends me that they continue to try to demean my entire gender by telling us this lie and repeating it. And unfortunately, the people of Women's March believe it.
Well, and apparently women are stupid enough to work for that money. Right? I mean, think about what they're saying. They're giving you no... It's always amazing to me. Blacks can't get... they can't get IDs. That's why we can't force them to get an ID to go vote, because they're too stupid to figure out how to get an ID. Right? I mean... If I was a black person, I would be infuriated at my party for saying dumb things like that.
They actually are. When they were interviewed by people who asked that exact same question, they were furious that somebody would actually believe they couldn't get an ID.
Yeah.
And that's the same thing with women. Like, I'm curious that they actually think that I can't negotiate my own salary. I know what I'm worth in a job. Most women are smart enough to know what they're worth for their position, because you do the research when you go to a next job. So basically they're saying, we little women folk, we can't negotiate our salaries because we're just not able to handle that. It's a man's job.
You know, I go back to when it comes to the technology business back in my day. Now Tammy ran a pretty large, she, you know, from an operations standpoint, She worked slash ran the operations portion of a large technology company. I knew how much people were getting paid, at least under me anyhow. There were no pay differences between the women and the men. If a woman was a senior-level project manager and a man was a senior-level project manager, they got paid X amount of dollars, period. So I've not seen this kind of thing, you know? And you're right about the other thing. You know, you don't see women, especially in technology, at the lower levels of technology, so I don't know what they expect. And a lot of the guys coming into the business to be field technicians, they get paid commensurate on their experience. So if a woman has less experience, she's going to get paid less money.
Look, all people get paid based on their experience, their education, their credentials, the fact of how much they negotiate. Like, two people could be, they have the same everything. What if the person negotiates a different salary because they were getting paid more at their last job? Or what if the person negotiates better than the other person? I mean, there's a whole slew of factors of why people might get paid differently. It's not just based on one single set. And that's what the left never takes into account. That's why their studies are all bogus. They've been debunked over and over, like hundreds of times by people. And that's the problem. And they just think women are stupid, and their women are stupid, and believe them rather than just look at the actual data and research and say, hey, we are getting paid the same. It's up to us to make sure we negotiate a good salary for ourselves. And we're not getting screwed by men just because we have lady parts. If anything, we still have affirmative action in place. And because of that, some women are getting hired because of their lady parts, which I personally find offensive. I want to be hired because I'm the best damn person for the job, not because I'm a female.
You know,
ever.
I would hire you just because I was afraid of you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Be back in a minute. We're going to get Kimberly to calm down a bit. And we'll be back with her in just a minute. I'm just listening to The Real Side. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. As it happens every week, Kimberly Moran joins me. I just love winding her up and just poking her. It's just so hilarious because I know, you know, she's got common sense, but she goes from, like, you're not even Italian. How do you go from 0 to 60 so quick?
You should see I talk with my hands, too.
Oh, wow. You've been around too many of them, apparently. But Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week, and tries to get some common sense injected into these conversations. Because, I mean, I didn't watch the Super Bowl, Kimberly. I grew up with the Boston Patriots. You know, when they weren't really a football team, they kind of just showed up and lost, which is why they called the
Super Bowl?
What?
You didn't watch the Super Bowl?
No. I had better things to do. Actually, the nice thing, listen. The nice thing about Super Bowl day for me is I get to do all the shopping I want to do with nobody around. Okay? I go fly into the stores on Super Bowl Sunday. That's great for me anyhow. That's just me. But
no one Patriots are in it.
No, why? Why? So I could anyway. They are not the Boston Patriots. They're the New England Patriots. See, you guys wanted nothing to do with them when they were a bunch of losers.
Yeah. That's not true. I've been a fan since they were losers.
Yeah, remember, we chased them out of Boston in the middle of the night. We wanted nothing to do with them. Anyway, so I'm gonna get you all lit up now. So I did watch the ads, and in watching the ads, there were 51 of them. I don't know if people know that. There were actually 51 ads for the game. Some of them were very expensive. Oh, that one from Budweiser was $20 million. And the timing couldn't have sucked any worse. But the one I want you to comment on, it's 1 minute, we can put up with it, is the Audi commercial. Now, I have two daughters, and I didn't get this at all because I never taught them this stuff. Hold on.
What do I tell my daughter?
Now, let me set this up. This is a go-kart race. Okay. What the heck? Oh, yeah, of course. It's got to go that way. So it's a go-kart race in the commercial. And there's a girl in the race, and then the rest of them are all boys. And they got this music like somebody's going to jump off a bridge. And I'm trying to think, why is this? What's all the negativity here? Especially if she built that car with daddy or by herself or even with mommy, whatever. Well, I don't get this, so take a listen.
Do I tell her that her grandpa's worth more than her grandma? That her dad is worth more than her mom? Do I tell her that despite her education, her drive, her skills, her intelligence, she will automatically be valued as less than every man she ever meets?
I was threw up at that point. Because none of those thoughts ever come to my head. And by the way, Kimberly, as I was watching this, I was thinking about you. But hold on.
Or maybe I'll be able to tell her something different.
Well, first thing, my first comment here I'd like to say is, if that dad can't tell her something different, he's a moron. She has parent card pulled. That's number one. Because my girls were never taught, right? Long before this all was like, here, I'm going to date myself now. Long before all this was hip to do, you know, have the conversation with your daughter, my girls were never taught that they were less than. My girls were, matter of fact, if they ever tried to pull that girl card with me, I went ballistic on them. Because I wouldn't accept it. I wasn't going to accept it from them. I didn't accept it at work. And Kimberly, the reason this little girl kind of has your look to her, and she was taunting the other boys. Anyhow, what do you think of when you hear that commercial or you saw that commercial? You just want to spit it out to you, or what?
I will never buy a subpar piece of crap Audi in my life, specifically because of that commercial. And guess what? I negotiate my pay so I can afford one easily.
Well, but I don't know. Your grandfather might be worth more than your grandmother, according to the ad.
Well, considering they're both dead, I think they're both worth the same right now.
They call me cold. Okay, anyhow. But no, this is what we can expect to see more and more of, right? I mean, this is not going to go away quickly.
It's the same thing we were already talking about. They're demeaning women. How many women buy Audis because they are professionals who were able to negotiate their salary and move up in their career all by their whittled selves because they were good at what they do? How many? Probably millions, you know, or at least hundreds of thousands if they choose to buy a piece of crap subpar Audi. The point is, it's not that way. Yes. Decades ago, it was that way. I agree. Things were different. Women had different places, and it was okay then, right?
Yeah.
But women have been fighting since before the 1920s. Before women fought for our own right to vote, we fought for the black men's right to vote. Then we won our right to vote, and we've been fighting ever since. And you know who helped women get the vote? Republicans. That's who. And we've been fighting ever since. It's Democrats who keep women down by demeaning us and keep us being victims because of their bogus BS. And it's unfortunate that they're teaching women this who fall for it, and then those women are teaching their daughters this, and they're teaching women in college this, and they're teaching girls in school this. It's disgusting. It's deplorable. And these people are using alternative facts to actually hurt women and girls.
I hate the fact that you hold back so much. I really do. I wish you'd just let it go. You know what I'm talking about? One of the things that bothers me, too, is as a conservative, I know, I mean, the idea of a boycott is not my first thought. But frankly, the way to hurt these people is in the pocketbook, right? The way to hurt them is with their finances. So I'm looking at this stuff and saying, how many people did what we asked them to do? Don't buy Bush. I mean, I'm sorry, don't buy Budweiser. And the reason I don't want you to buy Budweiser is because that stupid ad that they put up, like it had something to do, what's his name? I can't even think of the fellow's name who started Budweiser, but he came over here. He was an asset to the community. I don't know if he came over here the right way or wrong way. I'm not so sure. I don't know. But it's totally different than the immigration of today and what's happening at the border today, right?
Absolutely. And to compare that with what's happening today is ridiculous. Apparently, these people don't grasp history. They don't understand what happened centuries ago. and they don't understand what's happening in Europe today. They just don't care about the facts, Joe. And this is why I say over and over again, we can never have an honest discussion with the left because they won't agree on the facts. They make up their own. It's funny they say Trump uses alternative facts when that's what they've been doing for decades.
Well, they would know. They would know then, right?
Exactly. See, now I'm losing my voice because I have a cold and you're making me.
Anyway, I look at this stuff again and I think about how they put it out there and people buy it. I mean, you're watching a football game. They're already hopped up. They've already got their adrenaline running. Here's one that'll make you crazy. Well, you already know about this one. Apparently, the reason the Patriots, your beloved Patriots, won is not because they're good, but see, I can't even. I am choking on it because I can't lie like this. But apparently, it's because they're so racist, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know. This woman, liberal Jezebel Ryder, freaks out, blames racism for the Patriots Super Bowl win.
Exactly. According to Kara R. Brown, who writes for Jezebel, which is a joke in the first place. But yeah, that's why the Patriots won, is because race. This is her exact tweet, and I'll leave out the bad word. It's about race because Boston is a racist blank city, and Tom Brady supports a racist president, you morons. That's why the Patriots won the Super Bowl in historical overtime by kicking rear end because they came back and did what they had to do.
I'm laughing because, you know, Boston, right? I mean, it's first of all, like it says, it's no more racist than any other big city, if you would, right? They bring in all kinds of people. They were the. Are they serious? I mean, it's a socialist Democrat city. How could they be racist? But don't answer that. I want you to wait till after the break. I got to get paid, and you might as well be wound up by the time we get back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Just sit on the rail side. Be right back with Kimberly Moran in just a couple of minutes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. That's the Genesis Communication Network. Hey, if you want to know what station times where we're on, head over to my website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a dozen things you can do over there. But also, if I'm not on a station in your area, don't wait. Seriously, call me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Tell me the station, tell me the area, that kind of thing. And I will annoy and irritate the program director until he puts the show on. I promise. Don't worry about it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Kimberly Moran joins me, she does every week, to talk about the hot topics today, what's going on around us, and the stupidity that obviously abounds in, well, actually, abounds in both parties. Anyway, Kimberly, thanks for joining me.
Sorry, I was on mute. Thanks for having me.
that's all right. I didn't want you to hack it into the phone anyhow. So, the stupidity, again, that's taking, everybody already knows this stuff. This is not like it's new information, right? The stupidity that takes place on these campuses that these young people that just don't get this stuff. It makes me crazy. And then they buy into this. They'll see this story about the Jezebel writer that blames racism for the Patriots Super Bowl win. You know, and Boston is a racist city? Are we serious? You live there. You know what Boston's like.
Boston's not a racist city at all. I mean, as a matter of fact, during the Revolution, black free men were fighting for in the Revolution. So, you know, they might want to check themselves. And this woman's comparing the North to the South. I got another thing to tell you, sister.
Yeah, but you know what? But this stuff is beautiful because you're exactly right. They don't know history. Look, now I'm going to save this for later on, but I actually had a parent call me and was telling me what a history teacher was telling his daughter. And I'm going, oh, my God, you can't be serious. There's something wrong with this person. That they're teaching history and government, and they don't know anything about history or government. Seriously. And
you know, that's a problem, and this is what happened starting when unions took over school, public education. They didn't just take over public education for the teachers to get more pay and whatever. They took it over so the left could take over education, period. And they've done it. That's why school choice is such a huge issue, because people want out of these crappy schools that aren't teaching the kids and aren't making the kids smarter. They're actually dumbing down the kids. And the left did this. They're pretty brilliant if you think about it. They've been trying to do this for years. They succeeded.
Yeah. Well, I agree with you. I think that it's gotten to the point now where I used to poo-poo this stuff, and I used to kind of push it away and go, no. They just approach it differently. But when I see what's going on right now, and I see what's going on in the left, and I see the kind of arguments that they want to make to try to justify what goes on in education, when you had Washington, D.C., was doing fantastic under Michelle Rhee when she took it over. She went to charter schools. She went to the voucher system. And all of a sudden, the public schools went from a 70-30, you know, 70% of the kids dropping out and only 30% of the kids graduating, to a 70-30, 70% of the kids graduating and 30% of the kids dropping out. And she had to go. She had to go. When the Democratic Party took over there, they said, oh, no, she's got to go. She's not one of us. She doesn't know how to handle our people. I'm thinking, really? And that's their approach to education. And the union is involved in those things.
Well, let me tell you something. I did research to check on, because the unions, you know, we're fighting for work, right to work in New Hampshire right now.
Yeah.
And the union, one of the union claims is, right to work states spend less on education. So I said, okay, that's probably true. Let's see what the states are getting for their money. So I did a research topic comparing the spending on per student, per state, by state, and the test scores by state, because the unions don't tell you that.
No.
And they were right. Forced union states spend a lot more on education, but guess what? The test scores are almost the same. So basically, forced union states are getting ripped off because right-to-work states are getting more bang for their buck. And let me tell you something. New York spends the most on education, yet their test scores are 34th in the entire country. Utah spends the least amount on education. They're 14th for test scores. And we're talking New York spends over $20,000 per student. Utah spends $6,500. Tell me who's doing it right.
Oh, look at we have
not New York.
We have the same thing going on here. I kind of do the same thing you do. I say, look, in my district, we spend about $6,000 per student. And we've got some of the top-scoring kids in the state, although I hate to say that because it doesn't give them much to work with. You know, it is California, but, you know, the kids go to Ivy League schools from here. They get picked up by all kinds of sports teams. It's overall a very good district. So you go to New Jersey, they spend $27,000 per child, or they were at one time. And they got one of the worst school systems in the country. So you can throw all the money you want at these things. It is a misnomer to keep saying, well, we don't spend enough money on education. No, we spend way too much money on education. We could do better with less funds.
Wait, let me tell you. So I'm looking, and I'll send you this article. I'm looking at the average of all test scores, and these test scores were based on fourth and eighth grade reading and math means for 2015. And New Jersey was third, and California was fifth from the bottom in test scores.
California was fifth from the bottom?
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate that. I
don't even your district might be
the one. It better be the one that's keeping it off the bottom. You see, if it wasn't for my district, they'd be number one at the bottom, right? Well, it's going to be number one at something. I don't know. Just,
right?
Yeah, just amazing. Okay. I still wish somebody out there listening must be able to do characters. And I would like, I don't even know what I would call it yet, but let's call it the nightmare team, you know, the dream team or the nightmare team, whatever you want to call them. And I think it should be like you see all those pictures of Maxine Waters and Wasserman Schultz and Nancy Pelosi, Elijah Cummings, Charlie, what's his name? Charlie Rangel. Oh, what's my favorite one? Sheila Jackson Lee. We can't forget her. She's got to be up front with a big cowboy hat on. I would love to see characters of all of them together, maybe sitting around a poker table or something, you know? Because you want to talk about, what is that, 5-6 people. If you put them together, I wonder if you get an IQ of 12. I'd be curious. So Maxine Waters claims that Putin invaded. You ready for this one? The reason we should impeach Trump is because Putin invaded Korea. And Trump calls him, you know, Trump won't say anything bad about him. So we should impeach Trump because he's allowing Putin to invade Korea. Now, I was not listening to the radio a lot yesterday. Did Putin move into Korea? Did I miss something here? Did Kim Jong, nut job let him in? What happened?
Oh, my God. This person makes laws that affect us and the entire country. Oh, my God. And she's a lawyer. She's a lawyer. How in the hell did she even get into law school or pass the bar?
Oh, I love these. They make our point, don't they?
Yes, they make our point. But guess what? How many of her constituents just agree with her and have no idea?
No, they don't. They don't. And that does scare me. There's a lot of people I hear spewing. And it's one of the things I always say. I say it to our own team. I say, do not spew the Republican line. Don't spew the conservative line. Have a clue as to why you're saying what you're saying. Have a clue as to why you stick up for what you stick up for. Otherwise, you're loading their gun for them. You're giving them ammunition, right?
Right, exactly. And this is why I always tell people, it doesn't matter what side, always verify. Always verify. Even if it's your own representative telling it to you. If you don't know it to be true, verify, verify, verify. I don't care who it is. Even if I send you something, verify. I don't care. Verify.
Yeah, I tell people that all the time. Check out what I say because I'm usually wrong. But the right to work state stuff. I've got about a minute. Okay, I keep telling people it is. How do you fight a right to work state? You know, Nancy Pelosi came out and said it's a misnomer. It's really not right. They shouldn't be calling it that because it's really not a right to work. Because who wants to work when a union isn't involved? You know, you don't get the same rights. You don't get the same freedoms. I'm thinking, holy Jesus, as you said, this woman makes rules. She makes laws.
Okay. So, two things. Number one, over 86% of the entire workforce in the United States is not unionized. Number two, there is only two words for any reason anyone, including union members, should support right to work. It's called worker freedom. You have the freedom to choose whether or not you want to be a union, or the freedom to choose whether or not you have to pay for a union you don't want. That's it. That's the bottom line. I don't care about the benefits. We have proof of everything. All I care about is worker freedom. And guess what, Joe? The majority of people, Democrats, independents, Republicans, and union members, all agree workers should have the freedom to choose and shouldn't be forced to pay for something they don't want. Period.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you. I love it. And tell people quickly where they can find your writings and how to get more information on Kimberly Moran.
NewHamsturePoliticalBuzz.org, Granite Rock, and also ConservativeIND on Twitter. Check it out.
All right. Thanks so much for being with me tonight, Kimberly. Appreciate your time. Hey, the next hour, we got a lot coming up. You got to stay tuned because we're going to talk to someone who personally knows two people that were being paid $1,000 a day to go up to Berkeley, and they called it protesting. I have a whole different name for it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on the Genesis Communication Network. We'll be back in just a little bit.